We're on the telephone with Dave Hickey, who is an independent real estate agent who works for Farmers National Company in the real estate business. Dave is based at O'Neill. Well, Dave, we saw the news release from Farmers National here on the sale of the 13,440-acre Keapaha County farm in north central Nebraska. And also saw a number that jumped out at us, $46 million. So let's talk about this. Tell us about that that property, first of all.
Sure, Ken. A large irrigated farm located in central Keapaha County in north central Nebraska, about 50 miles east of Valentine. The farm was about 17, 18 miles from east to west. It was not a fully contiguous farm, but it had significant acres of irrigated farm ground, about 6,400 irrigated acres watered by 49 pivot irrigation systems. In addition to that, there were 7,000 acres of grass, primarily pasture and hayland. The farm came with 1.5 million bushels of grain storage, machine sheds, shop facilities, and some cattle feeding facilities.
Okay, what can you tell us about why the seller was moving this property?
You know, the sellers were not from the local area. However, they had been, you know, successfully farming and feeding some cattle on this property for a number of years. And I think they just had some desires to maybe redeploy some capital in some other directions and had, you know, approached us and talked to us about potentially selling their farm.
Okay, and what can you tell us about the buyers of the property?
Well, the buyers are from out of the area. They're pretty familiar with ag real estate, and we didn't really work with the buyer per se on a one-on-one basis. We worked with a buyer's representative that represented the buyer. Never really met the buyer, but the buyers have other ag interests around the area and around the country, and they just have felt like they want to be involved in agriculture and own ag land.
So safe to classify them as kind of an outside investor then?
That's how I would describe them precisely, as an outside investor.
Okay. Now, as far as the property, of course, you mentioned there are a lot of different elements as part of this property. Are you able to break it down as far as, a price per acre on that irrigated crop ground, for example?
Well, you know, a little difficult to start breaking it down precisely, but you would be safe to say that the irrigated farm ground was worth $5,000 an acre plus. And obviously there was some improvements that went along with the farm, including the grain storage and shop machinery storage, that sort of thing, feedlot. And, you know, it's anybody's guess precisely how the buyers allocated those items out, but pasture in that area is probably, you know, $1,500 to $2,000, depending on quality and so forth. So $5,000 an acre plus on the irrigated and $1,500 to $2,000 plus or minus on the pasture and grass acres.
So is this one of the larger sales that you've handled personally? Or?
It is. And, of course, I partnered with and worked with Bob Litz, and Bob Litz has sold a number of properties that are, approaching this size. He's been involved in a lot of larger real estate sales, including some pretty good-sized pivot irrigated farms. So, yeah, definitely. This was among, definitely one of the bigger ones.
Of course, a lot of talk about farmland prices and the fact that they have come down a bit here in the past couple of years. Were you surprised at the level that this sold for?
You know, it's a kind of an interesting situation we find ourselves in. Some of the larger investors and institutional type buyers, they've been willing to continue to look and to buy in this market. And in some cases, I certainly don't mean to imply that they've, anyone's overpaying for farm ground, but they've been investors and they've been willing to get into this market at a level, providing, you know, obviously the return looks favorable to them. I would say that generally speaking, you know, we haven't seen tremendous, you know, diminishment or erosion in these values up in our area yet. But there is probably going to be some pressure as we go along and move forward.
The optimism in the cattle market, which was running really high for a while, has been dampened a bit here recently. Do you see that maybe having impact on that demand for rangeland? Or?
I would say yes. I think we are beginning to see the effects of the previous 90 days in the cattle market on pasture values, ranch values, et cetera. Little difficult to know precisely what direction this market's going, but it's probably safe to say there's a little more caution in the market than there was perhaps 90 or 120 days ago.
Are you seeing much property for sale right now, or what's kind of the market situation?
You know, our listing volume is down somewhat. It's not down by a tremendous amount, but it is down somewhat. And I think what's happening right now in the market is that there's a little bit of caution entering into the market, and there's a little bit of looking for answers, so to speak. People are trying to figure out what direction are we going in the market, and maybe taking a little bit of a wait and see attitude about maybe listing and selling real estate and or potentially buying real estate right at this particular moment. Certainly if it's across the fence from somebody, there's still good solid interest and we're still getting some listings, but there's a little more caution in the marketplace and a little more of a wait and see attitude.
Well, Dave, I'm out of questions. Anything else on this transaction that listeners might find interesting? Or?
Just a nice overall property that I think some buyers saw real value in, a good farm and a good opportunity for somebody who wants to enter the market in a, you know, a reasonably good sized way and get a big footprint in a, you know, an area.